As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Window Wonderland.
I watched the second half of Window Wonderland.
And this is the other half.
Guys, we're watching a bunch of Christmas movies this year to bring Santa back to life because he's dying and he brought us all these movies. And if we don't like them, then there'll be no presents this year.
Well,
for
everyone. He didn't say we had to like them. We just said you had to watch them, didn't he?
Oh, I thought we had to like them.
No. I guess I wasn't listening. We'll find out what happens.
We'll see.
I don't fucking listen to Santa, that old windbag. He's sleeping.
He's
I can say
pervert.
This.
Yeah, yeah. He's in the ICU right now.
He's doing breaking and entering. Stealing all the milk and cookies.
So he's the one that selected all these movies this year. But this movie also comes as recommended to us by a friend of ours and person who's been on the podcast a couple of times, Mia. She recommended this movie to us because she watches these kinds of like holiday Hallmark movies every year, and she watched this one and for some reason recommended it to us.
Santa signed off on it. I think the thing is Santa, to feel better, he has to mix in a Hallmark movie, like a straight
That's
up
a classic.
Hallmark movie. You got to put one of those in there.
It's,
you know,
it's safe. You know, it's easy.
It's rated G.
It's rated G. Yeah. You're not going to see any people of color in it, which I think Santa likes the most about it.
The North Pole must stay white. Good thing he's asleep.
Well, that's we can talk shit about Santa.
We really got to, like, we should try to fix Santa.
We should
Santa.
Try to convert him a little bit.
I mean,
yeah.
I know DEI is, like, on the way out or whatever, but, like, come on.
DEI at the North Pole. but, yeah,
he keeps using the other word for the Inuits, and I'm like... Come on, Santa, get together.
Right. It's like, Santa, don't stop talking about that.
Oh, there are people of color, right? It's like, ah. Come
he on, calls man. Them elves with a hard V. Got Ethan real good.
Yeah, man. It's like, that's their name, but when you say it like that, it sounds
that's
racist.
So yeah, we're watching Window Wonderland, a tongue twister of a film title, brought to us by Hallmark. It came out, I don't say like a decade ago, I think.
It's pretty old at this point. Yeah. I think it's a little older than that. I think it was like 2012 or something like that.
Oh man, the year that the Earth was supposed to end.
Oh, excuse me, 2013. So they published this after the world didn't end.
Okay,
they had this in the
sense.
Back pocket. They're like, if the apocalypse doesn't happen, we gotta produce Window Wonderland.
It is fun to watch a movie from all then, like all the way back then, because it is very funny to see. Like, so one thing I think both of us noticed is a lot of like very fuzzy backgrounds.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: I think the movie's supposed to take place in New York City,
but I think all they got was stock footage in New York City.
Yes, and they're shooting the whole movie in Canada.
Yeah.
So they try to hide all like the Canadian imagery in the
background. Yeah, they're like, oh, there's businesses going on in the back there.
Yeah,
are people speaking French and going, "Hey,
I don't know. They're not going to say anything.
Or are they saying, "I am walking here"?
Because yeah, Sloan, our protagonist.
What a crazy name! Have you met anyone named Sloan?
No, but it is kind of a common like. Bitchy woman girl
yeah,
name, you know?
Yeah.
She's from Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah, she's also Sentinel in the Supergirl series.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Which is like she's like basically the sister of
Supergirl?
I think. Yeah. Superwoman. Right. Is it Supergirl or Superwoman?
I don't know. I don't watch these shows, Ethan.
I looked it up and I was like, that's crazy. She's in a lot of episodes though. Like a lot.
She makes some cash. She makes some bank. I think she's probably the biggest name in this movie.
You might be right.
I think the mom's also kind of famous. She's the mom of like she was like a country singer.
Oh,
or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, she looks like she definitely has Rita vibes.
She has Rita vibes. Yes.
I mean, that's actually her character name, isn't it? Isn't it Rita?
Oh, it is. Yeah, that is her name. Is Rita? She, maybe they thought they were gonna
Reba.
Get,
I'm thinking Reba.
You're thinking Reba, but her name is Rita.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's clear that they probably wanted a Reba McEntire type, and then said they got this lady.
Well, the actual actor, Paul Campbell, have you seen his IMDb?
Who?
The main guy.
Oh,
the main
guy? No, I haven't.
Okay. So he was like actually in Battlestar Galactica reboot for a while. He's in
you
a lot
liked
of episodes.
Battlestar Galactica.
I did. He was in a lot of episodes of that.
Yeah.
But after a while, he found his niche, which was going fucking hard in Christmas movies. He is.
Oh,
Mr.
he's in
Christmas.
A lot of these.
He is in so.
Is he the title
many.
Guy in it?
I think so. In most of these.
Oh
yes,
man,
he's in a lot of them.
He's kind of great because he can play both like charming, mm-hmm. and then there's moments in this movie where he comes across like an asshole, and I'm like, I bet you can play both the main protagonist in
Ooh.
It, and then like the evil boyfriend. You know yeah. what I mean? Yeah. He has an energy to him.
Does that ever come up in the Finding Mr. Christmas show that you guys watch?
Oh,
like...
yes. Finding Mr. Christmas. Season 2 just started. It's fucking incredible. No. They're only looking for the protagonist. They're okay. only looking for the good boys to show up.
Do you ever think that's in the back of their mind, though? Or like, could you be a bad boy?
That would be fun. Maybe the runner-ups can be bad boys.
Yeah,
but
fair.
Almost all of the guys that they get seem like very like nice and approachable, except for this season, season 2. There's one guy with like the creepiest like blue eyes you've ever seen. And whenever we watch it, my wife, like he'll look into the camera and my wife will see him and just like shudder in yeah. fear. And my wife was like, oh, like he had this thing where like, I guess there's a thing nowadays where you can change the color of your eyes.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that.
That's what she was like, this, he looks just like that. So I looked him up on Instagram, went all the way back to like 2012. He just has those kind of crazy looking eyes.
Some people just are born with crazy blue eyes. Some people just are like, they see the sun and they immediately, their eyes start hurting.
Yes. but yeah, no, they don't ever, but I'm like, that guy would play a good like villain, I would think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's a good point though, because yeah, I feel like so easily, like, remember, so the guy who was in the first season of White Lotus, who was like the asshole,
I've never seen the first season of White Lotus.
Oh my god, there was
the
also
audience has though, definitely.
Okay, the guy who was in the first season of White Lotus, he's a dick. He was also in like the last couple seasons in The Office, and he was in a Christmas movie that we saw where he played like the like a small town boy who's like, I'm just, you know, a normal, I don't know how to describe this to you, but like, he's played both good and evil. And it's okay. Like, he used to play really nice and approachable and like easygoing and cool. And then he was in White Lotus and played a dick. And now he only plays dicks. And it's interesting. This thing of like, the minute you play like a villain, everyone sees you now as a villain. I feel like that's the thing you could do with a Hallmark movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. So he plays, he's just Hallmark man. This is Mr. Christmas.
He's found his niche.
He's very safe. And he's a little bit charming.
Yeah, he's got the right charisma for these types of movies, which is like a little goofy, a little quippy,
a little charming,
a little cheesy.
Yeah. He's kind of handsome, but he's like safe handsome.
Yeah, he's safe handsome, not like scary handsome where you're like, "Oh man, that guy is like Patrick Bateman," which is her boyfriend gives off big Patrick Bateman
vibes.
What
the fuck is his name?
Oh man, Kenneth?
Kenneth, yes.
Kenneth, yeah.
I also don't know our protagonist's names.
Our protagonist's name, the lady
Sloan, I know.
And
I don't
Jake.
Know him. Jake.
Wait, isn't that movie the last
fuck?
Movie? Hold on, I gotta double check
it
to make
Jake.
Sure. Yeah, it is Jake.
It is Jake.
Oh man, that's wow. Santa.
Santa, did you pick only movies with protagonists with Jake's names?
Maybe. Maybe Jake's been a good boy.
Jake's been a naughty boy.
A
very naughty boy. Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about how this movie opens.
Well, the movie
then.
Starts with Hallmark Channel Presents, and that's when I locked in. I was like,
gotta love it. Yeah.
Here we go.
You went from like, you were Leonardo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, just pointing at the
screen.
Yes. Hallmark.
He got that corny ass music going. It's New York. And I'm like, this, the way they have the New York stock footage is it feels like The Room in San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, exactly that. Maybe a little bit shorter.
Yeah, yeah. They don't go all the way across the Brooklyn Bridge.
No. No, they cut it off a little bit earlier. Yeah. So we see a dude waking up. He's getting ready.
Yeah. Jake.
And we see our a lady. I want to call him Doris Sloan. My bad.
Doris.
I don't know why I want to call her Doris.
I don't know why I know it.
Because that's another name I don't hear very often.
Yeah, you suppose so, yeah.
Sloan is also getting ready. And she has shades in her window that are like pictures of trees and happy things.
Oh.
And then she opens them up and it's brick. She sees a brick wall because she lives in New York. And New York is just full of just horrible views.
She also is poor.
She is?
Oh, you don't know this.
I didn't know that she's poor. I just thought she was whatever.
She's poor.
Okay. Interesting.
This is fascinating. There's a lot of twists and turns.
They do reveal. I've said this movie has a lot of reveals.
It does.
There's a lot of reveals that I did not see coming. Yeah. And I was just like, I had to like rewind it and be like, wait, are they implying this? I should have known this beforehand?
No.
Because they just kind of like drop it on you.
Yeah.
They just kind of like, here's this person's situation. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Is that what we're dealing with?
Yeah.
So
there's more to come.
I know. So they both work at the same place. They go to a place.
It's
a Macy's.
It's basically Macy's.
It's like, whatever. It's like McGuire's. It's a fancy one in New York where it's like, oh, we have window displays and we're a department store. And somehow we only survive in New York and not anywhere else now because no one can afford those.
It's like Katie Keene.
Katie Keene, exactly.
Y'all remember Katie Keene?
No one remembers Katie Keene. Only you.
Only
and me,
we like, remember Katie Keene. We bring it up every chance we
That's
get.
That's something we should actually stream on the Discord. There's good people.
Oh,
Katie
guys,
Keene
check out us on Discord. We'll watch Katie Keene together.
I don't know if I'll guarantee that, but so they talk to our boy Jake. Goes up and he actually has a crossword puzzle and he's like, "Hey, window washer man, like, what's this and this?" And they're kind of having a little banter. And then,
do you know what window washer man's name is?
Mac.
Mac. That's right.
He's an older man, probably in his like 60s or something.
Yeah.
And now this other lady comes up, Sloane, and she's like, "Hey, I'm also here. I brought you coffee, Mac. Like, we're trying to be friends. I'm supposed to bring happiness to this new job." And
oh, so this is a new job for her.
This is a new job for her. So they actually go in to the place where they work and they banter. They know each other. Both Sloane and Jake know each other. They're coworkers. Jake's only been there for 2 months.
And she just got started.
No, she's been there for 2 years. She's been there for a while.
Oh.
And
so wait, who just got started?
Well, I think she just got started on this particular role.
Oh, got it. Okay. So she's been working at the department store for 2 years.
Yeah, she's been working there for 20 years, yes. So
22?
No, I'm sorry. 2 years. Yes. I'm getting mixed up with another person. The person before her...
is Rita.
No, you don't know her.
It's the senior graphic designer.
Yes, basically. Yes. The senior designer.
Yes.
She betrayed the company, according to the boss. The boss is this little guy with a little mustache. We never get into it. She just says he betrayed.
Guy with a little mustache. He was also apparently in Katie Keene.
I believe that.
And Riverdale and all that shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was apparently like a character actor, like played one of the characters in that like series or something like that.
I believe it.
He's
not
a good actor.
No, he's just he's very over the top.
Yeah, and not in a fun way.
So anyway, he's explaining to them like, hey.
Fitch is his name.
Fitch, okay. By the way, the place is called McGuire.
McGuire's, yeah.
McGuire's, and, you know, Jake's a little goofy guy. He doesn't wear clothes from McGuire. He bought, like, a cool Christmas sweater.
Mm.
And Sloane is like, you shouldn't wear that. You should be wearing McGuire's. You know, it's important here. And he's like, oh, I guess, whatever. She's like, this job is about projecting an image. We are visual merchandisers.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, okay, whatever. He doesn't take this job very seriously. She's all about this job.
Yeah.
Like, it's
all she's committed.
Is. She's committed.
She wants to go up the ladder.
So the boss comes in, is like, I'm stuck with you guys because they're designing to betray us. Unfortunately, because Christmas is soon, it's only 28 days. We're going to have 2 new windows every week. We have 2 windows out front and we have to.
Every week?
Yeah. Every week they got to put a new window up.
Fuck off.
I know. And our windows are going to be great. They're going to take the breath away. They're going to get people in the store. And you have to impress me. And if you impress me enough, maybe one of you will get a permanent job.
Getting her role.
Getting her old role, yes. Yeah. So they could get promoted. So basically, he's like, pit you guys against each other, which is a great, healthy work environment.
The person who's been working here for 2 years and the guy that's only been working here for 2 months.
I know, right? And it doesn't even seem like he really wants it. He's just kind of like, yeah, I'll do it. I guess. It's my job. Whatever. But she's like,
he's artistic, I think, is the thing.
Yeah. So he gets a call, or she gets a call from her mom. She's annoyed by her mom. Her mom's asking her.
Doesn't like her stupid mom.
Doesn't like her stupid mom.
Because she's poor, too.
She's poor, yes. And he's like, hey, you want to like pool our ideas together? She's like, no, I want to do my own. Like, you can go back to your sock display or whatever you're doing. And then she like kicks his like little like mannequin's head over because they're like going to go put stuff in the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, they're both competing for this like shitty job where they just like set up a window.
Yeah.
It seems so. I mean, I guess it's in New York City, but
New York City.
So it's important, but eh. Mm-hmm. So then Sloane, they're late at night, obviously setting up the windows, and Sloane gets picked up by her boyfriend, Kenneth, who Jake meets a couple times. He meets him this time.
He doesn't like him.
Doesn't like him very much.
They don't
currently
like each other,
dating,
really.
But you know, Kenneth is rich. He's got a ton of money.
It's true.
He looks like Patrick Bateman.
He does.
She doesn't seem very excited to go out with him, but they're gonna go out.
Yeah.
And they go out, and he's like, "Hey, do you want to come over? Like, we got some of our friends invite us over to something. Do you want to go?" Mm. She's like, "I gotta go home and start sketching. Like, this is really important to me." And he's like, "Really? So you're gonna be working? If you get this job, you're gonna be working here at the holidays like every year, like that?" Like, what about Aspen? You know, what are we going
to
do there?
Oh, yeah. They go to Aspen together. That's
I guess
right.
So. And he's like, she's like, well, we can go in January. And he's like, everyone will be gone by then.
Mm.
He's like, no, they won't. It's like, everyone that matters will be gone. And Sloane is like, I'm not going to give this up. This is important to me. I want to be the head window designer at McGuire.
Right.
And he's like, all right, well, you'll get it. She's like, what do you mean I'll get it? Like, I have to work for it. He's like, oh, no, I'll call my dad, who'll call the club, and he'll try to hook you up with the job because he probably knows someone. She's like, no, I want to get it on my own. I don't want any help. Mm-hmm. I want to do this on my own. Then we cut to Jake, and Jake is doing modeling for an art class. He is asleep, actually.
He's modeling?
Yeah, he's like in the middle
nude
of...
Nude modeling?
No, not at all. He does not have the body for that, is what they make a joke about.
Okay.
So
I've not done nude modeling, but I've drawn nude models. You can have any kind of body.
That's what I figured, but no one wants
figure
to see
drawing,
that.
Figure drawing, yeah.
He fell asleep, actually, because he's tired. It's like 10 o'clock, and he's like, or no, it's late. It's like maybe 8 o'clock or something. And the teacher gives him $20. He's like, thank you, you're done. You can have the art studio. And I'm like, why do they have the art studio?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I get to 10 o'clock, do some painting.
Because he paints there, yeah.
He paints there. So he
pulls see what he's painting?
Yeah, it's like a little... cabin in the woods. It's snowing and little people are outside.
People are outside, like, and they're also they're ice skating. That's right. Yeah.
So it's a cute little painting.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute. It'd probably look great on like a hotel room.
Yes.
You know,
it's very hotel vibes. Very basic. Like, oh, we bought this off of the internet.
Yeah.
Or we found it in a Goodwill.
It's on a Home Goods.
Yeah. It's in a Home Goods printing. Yeah. But at least it's not AI.
That's true.
She was doing. She's doing up all night, doing some sketching for the window. And then they get up in the morning. They meet each other at the windows, basically, and see Mac. And he just, like, is like, oh, we have to do sketches? Oh, shit, I'll do that real quick. Give me a napkin. And so he draws on the napkin real quick. And she's like, wow, I spent all day doing this, and you're just doing it, like, the 7 minutes before you have to have this meeting? Okay. Mm-hmm. So she keeps sucking up to the boss and is like, whatever you do, it'll be great. And the boss is getting kind of annoyed.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, by the way, there's an exit through tonight. Since you guys are going to be setting up security, you have to do all this stuff to make sure the alarm doesn't go off. And we don't want to have an incident like last time. Right, Jake? And he's like, yeah, sorry.
What happened last time?
In Halloween? I don't know. He must have set off the alarm or something in the middle of the night. When he was leaving. So he's like, okay, so the person who brings me the most customers between now and Christmas will get the job.
How will you know?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Customers?
How will you
Nobody
know?
Nobody walks into the store going, like, you know what brought me in is that particular window that I saw.
Well, at first I thought it was the windows were going to be like in two separate locations. Like, one's the north
they're
window,
next to
one's
each
the,
other.
Yeah, one's the south window, is what he explained. Yeah. But they're like right next to each other. So how are you even going to tell?
Also, like, they're not showing, in my half of the movie, they're not showing any merchandise.
Yes, so that's the other like thing they're... I was confused by is the freaking windows in this suck. What are they selling?
How is he supposed to know?
Are they just vibes? Is that the thing? I've never really been to New York in Christmas. I don't know if it's just like you want to have the vibes.
I guess.
And
I don't
know. And people are like, those vibes are good. I'm going to go in that department store. I have no idea.
But also then how will you know? Like, nobody goes in going like, that was the window that sold me on coming in and buying your merch. You know, it's also Christmas. Like, people go to the store anyway to buy stuff. Like, they don't need to be persuaded by a window.
Marketing makes you feel like, I feel like
a window is marketing.
Well, it would be if you had merchandise in that they're selling, but they don't. So I don't understand.
Anyway, yeah.
But anyway, so he said they picked the two designs. She picks one. She's like, oh, great, one of my designs was picked. It's like, oh, so what's the second one? And she's expecting one of her designs. No, he picks up the napkin. And it's like, she's like, why did that get picked? You drew it on a napkin. He's like, you know, it's a good design. I like it.
What is
really
the design
nice.
Of? Do you ever see it?
You do see it. It's like it's like Santa and Mrs. Claus, like, hanging out watching TV.
Oh, that's cute.
So then she's like, oh, okay. Well, he's like, he would have got the second one, honestly, if he didn't spill a bunch of stuff on this other napkin that he drew.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's like, he had good designs. Sorry.
He's a good designer. He's got a natural talent.
Yep. So then we're introduced to Rita in the bathroom.
Rita's in the bathroom.
Rita's in the bathroom. She's talking to Sloane and is like, you know, you're looking tired. Sleep is crucial for people like us. She's like, what do you mean? It's like, non-married people. I was like, oh, okay. Also, that lipstick washes out your face. You're more of like a winter tone.
Sloane says that to Rita? Or Rita says that to Sloane?
Rita says that to Sloane.
Oh, okay.
He's like, okay, I'm going to leave now. She's like, no tip? She's like, all right, fine. Here's some money. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. And then she says, Rita's also giving advice to other people. I was like, that scarf isn't doing you any justice, dear. And the lady, like, runs off. And is
I'm not
mad.
Trying to be mean, but Rita also was wearing like some pretty loud like lipstick. Like, yeah. I'm like, you're not following your own.
No, she's making a statement. That's different.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jake meets Rita in the elevator and he's like, man, you know, they talk about the meals that are being provided by McGuire. And he's like, man, you know, it's pretty good. I miss homemade food, but like, this is pretty good too. Like the food here. And then Rita says goodnight to Mac, who goes to check on the window dressers who are there.
Right.
And Mac checks on everyone. And Sloan complains to Mac and is like, this guy, this fucking Jake guy, he doesn't take this job seriously.
Yeah. He relies on Mac's fucking napkins, bro.
And Mac's like, maybe he just doesn't look that way, but he might actually take it seriously. She's like, that's the problem, is he's like actually really good. It's very annoying.
Yeah.
And then Mac says, don't worry about it. Miss Jeffries, that's her name. The lady before everyone.
Miss Jeffries.
The lady who betrayed.
That we never see.
We never see her.
Yeah.
He says she wasn't that good when she started. Like, she started off with like a really horrible styrofoam snowman. And like the eyes fell off in the middle of the time. Like, she was terrible. But then she went to art school. Mm. And she learned a few things. And she came back. She was a lot better.
There you go.
And
Sloan should go to art school.
I know. So Jake was hearing all this on their side. Well, I thought he was, but instead he was laughing. He was just sitting in a chair looking at a TV and laughing at like an old Christmas cartoon or something. And she comes in, she's like, you haven't even started. I think this is gonna, I wrote all these other notes because I was at this point like, what the fuck are they making? Because it's like at this point, she's just in a place that has a picture of New York.
Yeah.
And a bunch of snow on the ground. And he's over here with just a TV on the wall. And I'm like, what is this garbage?
Yeah.
Why would I go into a store with this? And he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to get it done. I've done work. And he looks over at hers. He's like, oh, I see yours. Oh, is that like, she has something like hidden? It's like, is that going to be the Empire State Building or the Statue of Liberty? And then she pulls off the Statue of Liberty. He's like, okay, I see what we're doing here.
Yeah.
And the next day we see it. They're all finished. And I'm like, what?
Oh, Ethan's about to show
I'm
me.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is hers.
Hers is terrible.
Hers
so
is
it's
awful.
A cardboard cutout of the Statue of Liberty with a Santa hat on it and like a very cheap looking like background of New York City. And then she's also added like fake snow to the window.
Yeah.
It looks bad.
It looks awful.
His looks fine.
This is pretty good.
Like, not bad
it's
at all.
Solid.
It is just like Santa and Mrs. Claus like watching television.
Yeah, and also says North Pole, we have Wi-Fi, which is cute.
That's cute.
It's cute.
That's obviously the better one. Yeah, hers is fucking terrible.
Hers is like abysmal. It's so bad. Oh, you forgot to mention there's little Christmas lights around the edges. That's
Yes.
They're so tiny you barely even see them.
Yeah,
which it feels vacant.
Yes, it does.
It feels like
you does
ran
she get
out
in trouble
budget.
For it? She has to, right?
Well, no, not quite.
The other thing too is, and we said it already, but it really needs to be explained. These are next to each other. Like, it is one window next to the other window. It's
I
not
showed
like,
Mike the screenshot. It was just literally a photo of both. Like, you see both of them. They even frame them as both of them.
It's not like there's a doorway in between them or anything. They are literally one window next to the other window. It feels messy to have two different designs that close
Absolutely.
To each other.
You could... I bet they're going to combine at the end and they're going to make the same style.
I guess you'll have to see.
They're going to make a really great one. I can't imagine.
Guess you'll have to see.
Boy, I already called that.
Yeah.
Anyway, his is fun. It's got Wi-Fi North Pole. And I was like, I wrote down, I thought this was to show people what to buy. I don't think anyone's going to buy like a Santa outfit.
Yeah, or like a TV.
I don't think
Pretty
so.
Pretty sure this is like an apartment store.
They might sell TVs there now I think about it, because it's like McGuire's. It sells like everything, kind of like a Macy's.
Oh, I suppose so. Yeah.
No, they're like Sears. Known for their TVs. But
yeah.
Anyway.
It's not like they're selling the TV. So and also, what is she selling? Cardboard?
You can't buy cardboard. Santa hats?
Santa hats, yeah.
Anyway, her boyfriend drives up, and they're walking into work together. And Jake's also walking over with Sloan. Boyfriend drives up because he works downtown. He's like, oh, hey, I come to say hi.
Turning a few videotapes.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, yeah, they're done. Look at them. He's like, oh, that's really clever with the, you know, it's cool. It's got the Santa and the... you know, the Wi-Fi is like, oh, no, that's
his.
And Jake's like, oh, yeah, that's mine. Thanks. And she's like, oh, yeah, mine's over there. And he's like, oh, yeah, that one's cool, too. Yeah. All right, I'll see you later, babe. And he drives off. And I'm
oh,
like,
by the way, but when I meant cardboard cutout of like the Statue of Liberty, didn't even bother painting it to look like the Statue of Liberty.
It's
like just cardboard.
A box.
It's a
like
box.
They got a box and
not
cut it
a
up.
Face. They didn't. She didn't even Nothing. Paint it green.
Yeah.
It's just cardboard.
I don't know if that's like a statement or what.
It's
looks
not
bad.
A good one.
It's not a good statement.
Yeah.
So the boss guy comes over, talks to him. He's like, all right, your window, they're all right. You know, it's the window's supposed to make people smile and be happy and want to come in.
Yeah.
And you better do next time, better next time, Sloan, or I'm going to give the whole thing to Jake. And
it's not wrong.
She's like, are you going to gloat now, Jake? And he's like, no, I liked your window. I thought it was cool. So I'm not going to say anything. And I'm like,
he's being very nice.
He's being very nice.
He's being incredibly nice.
It's like, not even her boyfriend was like, eh, that's good.
Yeah.
So then he's like, oh, can you give me a pencil? Like, I got some new ideas for next one. And then she says, is there anything else I can get you, sir?
Ooh, he says, was asking nicely.
But he says, oh, you can get me a sandwich. And she says, I'll tell you where to go.
Ooh, to get hell. That sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. So then she arrives at the art class that Jake is at as well to get painted.
Right.
And he's like, oh, Max sent me here? Oh, I see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So actually he sits down. He's like, I'm not painting. I actually just sit here.
Right.
And so they're like, all right, let's paint the model. Let's focus on the eyes. Maybe someday we'll work on the upper torso, but not today. He's like, aw.
Funny.
So then she does it. She paints or does like, I think it's charcoal drawing actually. Mm. And he gets $20 for it. And she's like, wow, $20. This is a really good side gig for you. And he's like, well, actually the reason I do it is mostly for the studio time.
Mm-hmm.
He says, ooh, you did really good. He like sees a drawing of him. He's like, I didn't look so handsome. Like, sounds like you're gonna be sticking around for the upper torso, huh? And she's like, eh. He's like, well, okay, come here. Let me show you. And he shows him her his painting.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know how to finish it.
God, shut up.
I'm like, it looks kind of done, bro.
It looks like it's finished.
It
right?
looks pretty finished. And she's like, yeah. You know, it's like this one painter. I didn't write it down. So they're both inspired by the same painter. Like, they apparently had a very similar photo in both their rooms when they were growing up.
Mm.
So that's how they bond.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, I'm not from New York, actually. I'm from Maine, and I always wanted to be a painter. So I came here because, like, you know, the only painting you can do over there is like painting the sides of barns. Like, you know.
Sure. No famous artists ever come from Maine.
Nope, not at all. No. So he's like, yeah, I came out here to make something myself. My family's probably taking bets, you know, when I'll be home and give up. She's like, don't give up. Like, you're actually really good. Like, you're doing a great job.
They're finding connections.
So she's like, oh, well, I'm going to go off to dinner. He's like, oh, with your boyfriend? He's like, no, with my mom. He's like, all right, I'm going to keep painting. So she arrives at work, and I'm like, I'm going to see your mom. And then she checks the bathroom to see if anyone's there. I'm like, what's she going to do here? And then Rita comes back in and is like, hey, that lipstick is bad. All right, let's go home. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Rita's her mom. Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering when that was going to get revealed.
Yeah, like, yeah. Okay. That
pretty
makes
clever,
sense.
Right?
It's cute. It's cute. I like how they hold things back in this movie. It's it's kind of refreshing because I feel like so many of these are like, you know how everything's going to end, right?
Yeah, and you also know, like, they would start off with her waking up, and then, you know, Rita's in the house.
Yes,
you know,
and you get the connection already. But, exactly. Like, I like this slow reveal, because honestly, you know, the plot is whatever. It's exactly what you're going to get.
It's what you're expecting. It's going to happen. Exactly.
But the reveals of the connections for everyone is fun.
Yeah, this is a clever way of telling a story that we've all heard before. Exactly.
So Rita hangs out with her brother, or basically Sloan's uncle.
Yes.
And
Uncle Billy or something.
Uncle Billy. And he's like, yeah, I did a good job on a Christmas window there. And then Rita's like, I rode the elevator with that very nice Jake. You know, he's a lot better looking than Kenneth.
Whoa. Coming hard for her
like,
boyfriend.
Yeah. And the uncle's like, so like, yeah, about that Kenny guy. Does he like make a living? He's like, oh yeah, he's from a big baking family. She's like, oh, fancy.
His dad's like, Donald Trump.
Yeah. Kenneth Jr. kind of So it says they've been dating for 3 months. And I was like, damn, he's asking for a lot, being like, we can't go
just
to Aspen.
3 months?
I know.
Wait, that implies that they've been to Aspen before. Like, this is a regular thing.
That's what I thought. And I was confused by that. It's like, it's been 3 months. We still haven't met him. It's like, well, when I'm more serious, I'll bring him over. And I'm like,
he's so serious that he wants to take an Aspen on a regular basis.
Oh, I guess
this is
maybe
very silly.
The love is not there. Clearly, love's not there, Mike.
Clearly, yeah. Clearly,
and she's Rita's like, yeah, well, you know, it's been 3 months, and your father and I married after 2 weeks. And she and Sloan's like, well, you see how that worked out.
Ooh,
don't
kill himself.
If only waited longer, I wouldn't have put a shotgun in my mouth. I needed 3 weeks, not two. So then Uncle, I don't know, there's a whole thing where, as this is coming to play later, Uncle Jimmy gets tricked because she's like, oh, your aunt, your wife's over there and steals his meatball.
No, that never comes into play.
Never mind, fucking whatever.
Wait, she steals his meatball?
Yeah, she was like, can I have that meatball? And he's like, nah, you can't have it. And then she's like, aha, I'm going to trick you. And then she took the meatball.
Yeah. Where did she, eat it or did she?
She ate it.
That's never comes into play.
All right. So Sloan goes to Kenny and is like, hey, I'm gonna go to dinner. This fancy dinner.
Yeah.
You wanna come? It's like with all the owners or fucking whatever fancy business people say when they're like, it's a fancy person I gotta meet.
Sure.
She's like, no, I have to work on the display. And he's like, oh, I'm gonna be the only person at the dinner without a plus one. All right, well, she's like, well, I can hang out tomorrow. And he's like, no, I'm busy. Like, what about lunch tomorrow? No, I'm also busy. It's like, all right, well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go work on my window dressing. And then old man Mac arrives. He's got cookies from the cafe. He gives it to the two people, you know, Jake and Sloan, who are working, trying to set up everything.
Right. What a nice guy.
Yeah, I know. And then Jake kind of bickers with Sloan a little bit about like, oh, you know, you should put that there and you should put this here. And they start bickering back. And Mac's like, oh, you know, bickering is a sign of affection, you know. You carry on like me and my wife used to.
But man, we all saw how that turned out.
A lot of shotgun use in this movie.
No, what does he say?
He says, I miss her. You know, and I also miss having someone to bicker with.
Aww.
And then he walks off the movie. Never to return.
Never see him again.
And she's like, and he says, how long has he been alone? And she's like, oh, it's been like 4 years. It'd be great for someone to spend the holidays with them. And he says, yeah. And I'm like, they both have that look like, yeah, it's going to be me, though.
But it won't be us. It'll be us.
We ain't inviting that guy. Although he seems like a chill old man. He seems nice.
Yeah.
And so they do their next one is better because she does like a Santa doing yoga and he does like Santa in a man cave.
That's pretty awesome.
Which is like, actually, it's kind of go together in a little ways because it's like, oh, you
Santa
know,
you got
exercising Santa and you got like
Santa. I will
Santa,
say they
like,
are repeating shit though because the last one was also Santa and Mrs. Claus watching TV. Like, can we do something else other than Santa doing
shit?
Well,
you see, Window Wonderland doesn't have a massive budget.
That's
so
they
can only do so,
so
many of these.
The same Santa.
Just like the people in the department store don't have a massive budget.
Yeah, that's true.
So it sounds like they wrote a little article in the news about them and they got a little newspaper and the guy.
The little newspaper is called the New York Times.
Must be. It's a local one. You might have not heard of it.
Yeah.
You know, the boss is excited. He's like, sales are up in the department store. You guys have captured the zeitgeist. And Jake's like, what's a zeitgeist? It's like, you know, the moment. It's like, oh, okay.
We don't have zeitgeist in Maine.
I know. I'm like, oh, now you're something like a country bumpkin? Like, what's going on? So then the boss is like, you'll be stepping into your boss's shoes very soon. One of you will. You're doing very good. I'm happy with your performance. Mm-hmm. And then Jake's like, cool. And he goes to bed. And I realize he's sleeping in the department store. And I'm like, what the fuck? But also, it lines up. He never has like a home-cooked meal.
Yep.
He's very poor.
It also
his family's
remember how
back.
They said... The boss was like, don't have this happen again, Jake.
With the alarm going off.
Because he's been staying in there this entire time.
Yes,
so he probably had to come up with like a reason why he was there. You know? Like
exactly.
The alarm going off. Yeah.
Also only been there for like, what, 2 or 3 months? I can't remember what I said.
Yeah, 2 months or something. Yeah.
Sleeping there.
Cool reveal, right?
It is a cool reveal. Yeah. So that's also like, because we see him waking up, but you never see where he's like.
Because it looks like just like a bed.
Yeah, it looks like just a bed. Table. And then you see him like brushing his teeth and it looks like, you know, a place. So anyway, but he did also wake up with an alarm, which is very specific because he got to wake up at a specific time. Or he's
right.
Gonna get caught.
Or else he got caught. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Rita actually brings him homemade meatballs.
Wait, meatballs?
Yeah, from earlier. Leftover meatballs, I'm sure, for when
that
Rita
she
made
probably
them.
Took from the uncle, right?
No, because Rita is the one who made them, so I'm sure she just packaged up extras.
Meatballs. Interesting.
Meatballs. What the fuck up? So he takes a bite of the meatball, and she's like, how are you still single, Rita?
With these meatballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And says, you don't meet a lot of eligible men in the ladies' room, it turns out. Mm. And then he's like, yeah. He's like, are you tired? Are you okay? He's like, you know, trouble with my coworker. And Rita's like, romantic trouble? And he says, nah, she's way out of my league.
Ooh.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, and he doesn't even realize who he's talking to.
I know. He doesn't realize it. Yeah. Just fun. It's fun.
It's like Shakespeare, this.
Yes, it is, definitely. Window Wonderland and Shakespeare right next to each other. Window Wonderland, can't wait for it to come to Criterion Collection. put that shit on.
That would be pretty great.
I can't wait to see the behind the scenes.
Yeah,
how
like
they shot
all the actors
all this.
Returning, you know?
Yep.
All the,
not remembering any of this.
Like, I can't remember what character name was.
Whatever. I've been on like 1,000 episodes of the CW show. I don't remember where I've been. Oh, this is that one. I've done a million of these Christmas
movies.
These,
like, Christmas movies.
Yeah, whatever. Window Wonderland. So, Rita tries. Okay, so there's a fucking stupid side storyline where Rita or Sloan says, like, the sink's not working in the ladies' restroom.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, the maintenance will never come and get it. Why don't we get your uncle? So she calls his uncle to, like, come fix the.
Yeah, because he's a plumber.
Plumber, but, like, wait, I mean, if they're going to pay for it, fine. But it makes it sound like she's paying him out of pocket. Like,
that does seem silly. Because
he's like, why would I do this? She's like, I'll make food for you. And he's like, all right. And I'm like, fucking, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
Fuck this place.
That would make
they're
food make,
they're
guy.
Keeping us poor, apparently.
We have to rebel.
We have to rebel. So Sloan comes over to Rita's house, brings a tree. She hates live trees. They make fun of Rita, and she likes fake trees. And she's like, oh, now I have to water this. And Sloan's like, I'll water it. She's like, you're too busy for this.
That is a lot of, like, responsibility.
You're so busy. You don't even have time to let me meet your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I know. It's like, oh, is he coming to this engagement we're having? Like, we're having an event.
It's a Christmas Eve Eve
Christmas
thing
Eve,
that they do.
Eve
yeah.
thing, yeah. He's just like, I think he might be busy that day. He's like, well, you can bring Jake. He's like, why would I bring Jake? Well, Uncle Jimmy's making a turducken.
Turducken.
And she's like, don't you mean turducken? He's like, no,
turducken.
It's a turkey fried in Dunkin' donut batter.
Yes.
Which I'm like, that is a very specific thing.
Would you eat that? You would. I know you would.
I'd try it. I'll fucking try it, dude.
Try anything.
I'll try. I mean, kind of weird. I feel like Dunkin' Donut batter is, like, really sweet.
Yeah, like putting that on
It'd
a
be like
turkey.
A donut.
Also, where do you, like, get that?
What do you mean, Dunkin' Donut batter? I was thinking that too.
Yeah, like, do you go to a Dunkin' Donut?
I mean, it's like how they have the Cafe Du Monde, like, batter that you can buy.
Yeah, but do you think they sell that, like the Dunkin' Donuts one as well?
I don't think they do. Yeah, I don't think Dunkin' Donuts
and, like,
are
who
that
owns
good.
Because also, like, frying an entire turkey.
People deep fry the turkey a lot.
Well, yeah, but do you think they have the, like, money or ability to do that? Like, because you need, like, space. You need, like, a big...
Uncle Jimmy seems like he probably would
do
that sort of
thing. Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Uncle Jimmy would do
Uncle
that,
Uncle Jimmy
actually.
Has that vibe.
Yeah.
You can steal his meatballs easily. He's definitely someone who has a big deep fryer.
Meatballs.
Yeah.
He stole his meatballs.
He stole the meatballs.
That might come into play later.
That might come into play later. Does Turducken come into play later?
Oh, it does.
Okay, I'm very excited
really
for
does,
that. All
yeah.
Right. So Sloan wakes up the next day. There's a ton of sketches all around her, including one on a napkin. Which I'm like, did she either get this from Jake or did she try drawing a napkin to channel his smart
creativity.
Energy?
Yeah,
his creativity. I don't know. We'll never know. Jake wakes up at the department store again. And he tries to set up Mac with Rita. He's like, hey, I got a nice lady for Rita in the department store. You never see her because she's in the ladies' room. He's like, oh, that's okay. I don't need a lady. I have McGuire's here. As he, like, signs the sign. I'm like, oh, no, this is a poor company, man.
Yeah.
And he's like, romance is for you young kids. And he's like, okay, well, whatever. We're not that young, but that's fine. The new storefront is Santa is recycling.
You really got to get off the whole Santa thing. This is
Santa's recycling. And then there's also Gangsta Santa, who says yo, yo, yo instead of ho, ho, ho.
Whose is that one? Is that
Jake? I think it's Jake's.
Yeah, that's a bad one, Jake.
That's a bad one, Jake. That's
I don't
a,
like
that's
that one
a,
at
taking
all.
On that one.
Yeah.
At least this look empty.
Yeah, that's true.
Then Sloan and Kenneth are going to the apartment. They're in the department store, and they're looking at watches. He's looking at fancy watches to buy her.
I recognize the watch.
Yes,
scene.
You do. He's talking to someone. This lady kind of feels like she has the hots for Kenneth. I don't know if that's ever going to come into play.
Oh, it does.
Selling the cologne? Okay.
Yeah. And she steals his meatball.
That does come into play.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Then, he's like, oh, can I get... She's like, we have a great cologne selection. I'm like, why are you fucking pushing cologne on this guy buying a watch? She's like, I don't do cologne. It's like, well, I have one that's hyperallergenic. I'm like, this girl is either thirsty for a sale or thirsty for the
for
meatballs.
The man. She wants Kenneth's meatballs.
She wants his meatballs.
Yeah.
So then fucking Jake walks by because he's always there. He lives there.
Yeah.
And is like, she's like, oh, nice watch. You get that watch? Oh, you should get her employee discount. It's 15% off.
That's right.
And she's like, well, I can't give you that discount.
I have to buy
it
for you.
She's
yeah.
like, he's like, oh. Can you do that? And actually, can we get two? Because I got to buy one
for my partner's
wife or something.
Partner's partner.
And I'm like, oh. And he's like, Jake's like, what a real winner you got here, huh?
Yeah.
And then he reveals later on, Kenneth does, that's like, I don't actually remember how this quite came up, where he's like, I did mention that to old man McGuire, the old club, that like you kind of were looking for this job, so, and you got it. You know, you got the, like the, you know, you got in a position to help with the window. And she's like, what? Right. I told you not to do that.
Yeah.
And she's, he's like, well, you got the job. And she's like, yeah, but like now I'll never know if I got the window on my own merit.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, well, I'll see you later at the party. Don't be late. Everyone's expecting to meet you. And
yes.
That's the end of my half.
Yes.
I think, right. I watched a little over because I was invested.
I think I also watched a little bit. You were invested. I think I also watched a little bit behind. So, yeah, you've all done that perfectly.
Wait, so did you figure out like how she might, he might, she just brought it up out of the blue. Kenneth did? Like,
yeah, just, well, he just brought it up. Kenneth doesn't know why she can stand him. He threatens to call. Oh, this is how it comes up. Because, and honestly, this is my first meeting of Jake. I don't like the guy either. He seems like a weirdo. He's like hovering over these people in public.
He's always making like weird quips and stuff, but that's just because he's insecure.
Later on, I learned to love him like we all are supposed to. But Sloane is like, I don't really like that guy that much. And Kenneth is like, I'll just call my dad again and maybe we can get rid of him.
Oh, that's what he said. You're right.
Yeah.
That's how it came up.
Yeah. It's so great when we do have a little overlap because for a second it feels like we could actually like help each other.
Yes. And now we're back.
And now
on
we're all by ourselves.
Now you're floating on your own meatball out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm all my own meatball. So she feels sick because she'll never know if she earned that window. Promises to put it behind her. Her and I wrote weird guy. It's Jake. Leave for the night.
Guy.
I didn't know what
did
his
you
name
think
was.
Kenneth was gonna be the actual.
No, I didn't. Okay. I thought maybe like we hadn't seen the guy yet. I
you're
was
hoping
like,
you're like
this guy is strange because he is hovering, he's talking too much, he's coming in between these two people who seem like they're okay. Like, I don't know. It felt weird. So they're leaving for the night, and he says this thing that I feel like everyone said back in the day. He's like, you know, you don't need all that makeup and fake stuff. You're a natural beauty.
Oh, yeah.
And
classic.
I feel like that was the thing everyone said back in the day where it's like, she's so pretty. She doesn't need makeup. And it's like, you don't know what she looks like without makeup. You just, she's wearing limited amount of makeup, yep. You know? But anyway, she's just like, oh, you calling me fake? And he's like, no, I'm not calling you fake. I'm just
is
saying.
Is Jake saying this?
Jake is saying this.
Yeah, Kenneth wouldn't care. He'd be like, well, I don't even look at you.
Yeah, exactly. And so then she goes to leave. She's leaving to go to Kenneth's thing. But she sees that Jake is actually going back into the mall. So she follows him back into the mall, and she's like, what are you trying to do? Like, sabotage my window? Or are you wearing women's clothing? And
what?
Yeah, she's like trying to figure out why he's sneaking back in the mall. So he starts accusing him of all this stuff. And I was like, he's probably living here. And I was right. He's been living here for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course. And so she promises not to tell the boss. I don't know why she promises not to do that, but she says she's
leverage.
Not going to. Leverage, maybe.
Leverage. She can fucking strong arm him if he ever gets near that window.
Yeah. And so then she goes to leave, but the door is locked, so she can't get out. It's locked electronically.
Oh, shit. It's the alarm.
Yeah. And so
they brought that whole thing up for a reason.
Exactly. And so, and she's like, Kenneth's entire firm is expecting me to show up for the Christmas party. He's going to be so upset. And she's like, very like sad. And I'm like, damn, this fucking sucks. But I'm also like, is there not like a security guard you can like scream for? Or, like, I don't know.
I guess not. If he's been sleeping there forever, there's no one there.
Yeah. So he's like, he offers her some tissues, which are napkins that have sketches on them. And she's like, oh, don't give me your sketches. And then she admits, she's like, your sketches are better than any of my drawings and any of my designs. And she tells him that Kenneth's dad is the reason that she even has this position in the first place. And she like reveals all this. And she's like, I don't deserve this. And he's like, you are a good designer. Like, you are good at what you do. Which is a lie, but he's very
hey,
supportive.
The Yoga Santa was all right.
Yeah, Yoga Santa was definitely better than Gangsta Santa.
Yeah,
so he tries to cheer her up. They go to their boss's office. They have he has like an edible arrangement that has like chocolates and like non-alcoholic champagne in there.
Okay,
but it's revealed that this edible arrangement was actually for the entire.
Do you think it's non-alcoccbecause it's on Hallmark, 100%. It's gotta be G. 100%. Do they ever drink on the Hallmark movies? I feel like they have to a little bit.
You'd think they do, but maybe only bad people do.
Oh yeah, it's like an android situation.
Yeah,
bad
exactly.
People have androids. Yeah,
exactly. It's revealed that this edible arrangement and a non-alcoholic champagne was for the entire design staff, and the boss didn't give it to everyone. He just kept it for himself. He's been hoarding it.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
Boo to that weird pencil mustache man.
Also, Sloane reveals that she has not eaten chocolates since she's met Kenneth, which is crazy to me. That's
well,
crazy.
You know, it's good that Jake like really sees her for who she is and sees she's a natural beauty.
She loves that she eats chocolate.
Yeah, she loves that she's just a girl that can do stuff like that. While Kenneth is like, you're a trophy.
Yeah,
you're a trophy.
I don't know
woman.
If it's something that he told her to do, if she felt like she needed to do it in order to like appeal.
I mean,
to him.
Yeah, it could be either way. But the thing is, she doesn't feel comfortable eating chocolates around him.
That is
because
true.
He kind of treats her like a trophy. Like he's always like, "You got to come out for this. You got to do that. You got to appear. I'm gonna be really sad you don't come to Aspen. I'm gonna be really sad you don't come to this partner
That's
meeting.
That's true. That's true.
Because all you are to me is like a little status lady.
Yeah,
pretty.
There's a question. Obviously, she does miss this party. How do you think he's gonna react to that?
I don't think he's gonna care.
Yeah, right.
And he's gonna be like, "Meh, that sucks."
You're
I'm
right.
Upset.
So, yeah. Like, it's clear that he does treat her like a bit of a trophy, but also it's like he does. It's not like he like flips out or like gets angry at her, you know?
Yeah, but there's no passion there.
There's
no,
bickering.
There's no bickering.
There's no
That's
bickering.
The thing. There's no bickering. Max
there is
said,
tons of bickering between these two.
Yes, but yeah. There's none between her and Kenneth. She said they don't argue because
there's
no
true.
Love.
That's true. She does
I
say that.
I think even Reed at some point makes a comment about that. Like, yeah. You guys haven't had a fight yet? It's like, no.
Only good couples have fights.
Yeah, only good couples disagree all the time.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Take it from Reed up. So I wrote down, all right, he's starting to get a little bit charming, like, because he's like tossing chocolate in the air and like catching it with his mouth. They stand outside and look at the city and it's cold. And he says that it reminds him of Christmas. Back home. Mm-hmm. He's a country boy. She's a city girl. She admits that her last name is not Van Doren. It's just Doren. She added the Van to sound important and rich. And then she also reveals that her mom is Rita, the bathroom attendant. And she says, "You were right when you called me fake. I am fake. I'm a facade. I'm like a window." She says.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, you can dress up to be however you want.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he says.
But you know what? That's why your bear one was so bad. So we didn't have anything on there. It was terrible.
So he says that he's also got, like, you know, information. He talks about himself a bit more. And he also says that he knows that their boss pencils in his mustache with women's makeup. There's a lot of stuff about, like, men using women's clothing and men using women's makeup. I'm like, this is the thing that did not age very well.
And don't worry, if this is on, like, a harder rating or something, they'd probably call her slut. They said you're sluts all over the place.
Oh, God, you're so right. Yeah. He says that everyone's fake. He says that, you know, he says the front window is the best. No. He says everyone's fake. He's like, even I'm fake. And he's like, I'm living in a mall. Like, you know, I'm even like fake. And she says, you know, that the front window of this building is the best art gallery in New York. I love this reaction. This is exactly what I was hoping for.
I'll eat my meatballs before I believe that.
And she says that Salvador Dali dressed windows and made artwork in windows and
sure.
And that means that this is the same.
Yeah, I was like, okay. So someone really talented did it once.
Yep. And that means
all
artists.
Is the same. Yep. Exactly. You know,
this is marketing for clothing in like a department store. Like, come on. Chill
exactly.
The fuck
you know, Citizens Kane was made. So therefore, Window Wonderland is also a fantastic
They're
movie.
They're both movies.
They're both great movies.
So she invites him to her Christmas Eve party. And she says that Kenneth is not going to be there.
Aww.
So he gets very excited about that.
Because we hate Kenneth.
We don't like Kenneth. And then she says that they're having turkey deep fried in Dunkin' Donuts batter. And he says, a turdunkin? So he recognizes it.
Oh, okay.
So they both
this is a redneck thing.
They get jazzed over turdunkins.
Okay.
And then in the middle of their conversation, he pulls his phone out. He starts playing music on his phone. And I'm like, this feels really like forced. I don't like this, the way that this has been handled. I feel like there's a more natural way of this working out. But he plays the music on his phone. And then they start to like dance together.
Okay.
And then he like dips her and they lean in for a kiss.
Oh, no.
And then a security guard comes by. So there is a security guard.
So they can leave. So where's this guy been the whole time?
That's what I'm fucking wondering. But
maybe he doesn't go on that floor.
A security guard comes by, so they have to hide. And they hide behind a counter, and he asks her if she's ever played 7 Minutes in Heaven, and she like laughs it off. So it's very obvious that he's like attracted to her and wants to kiss her.
Yeah, I mean, she said she's out of her, like, he told Rita, she's out of my league.
But no. Wait, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that implies that he's attracted to her. Like, he's thought about it, right?
Yeah, but
like,
now it's clear that she must be aware that he is.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Also, the other thing is, like, if she wants to get out, the security guard's right there.
Just ask. Like, be like, hey, man, I stayed too late with the window dressing.
She doesn't. So they wake up the next morning as business is starting. Nobody asks why they were, like, asleep behind a counter. And he's like, you do look better without makeup, despite the fact that she fell asleep with makeup on. Yeah.
She didn't take it off?
No, because they fell asleep back behind the counter.
You know, it melts off at night. It's like a
That's
pumpkin.
How it works.
Like
yeah.
The pumpkin in Cinderella.
The Times is arriving soon to photograph the windows and their designers. So they have to get...
They just call them the Times.
Mm. So they get photos taken together, but they're both wearing the same clothing as the previous day. I wrote that down because I thought that was going to come into play, and it doesn't. They just get photos taken. The next evening, she meets up with Kenneth, and she apologizes. And not only... does he understand the fact that she didn't show up for the dinner? He's not jealous at all about the fact that she was like locked in a department store with a man an entire night and then woke up the next day in the department store.
That's a little suspicious.
Not jealous at all. Not at all jealous.
Ah, see, that's it. No passion.
No bitch.
No love. No meatballs are going to be made with that kind of passion.
There ain't no meatballs. She tells Kenneth that he's been living there, and she tells him not to say anything, and he's about to call his dad and, like, reveal. I'm also like, I know you're supposed to tell your partner everything, but they've only been together for 3 months, and that seems like kind of a big breach of, like, privacy to tell the guy that knows the dude that runs the business, you know?
Yeah.
Like... I don't know. That seemed really like a bad move for her. So he promises. He's like, I will not make a call to my dad and tell him. But I'm like, it's a very specific thing to say. Maybe he'll like talk to him in person or something.
Maybe.
Doesn't come into play ever, though.
Oh.
Mac shows up. He's walking around. And he talks to Sloane. And he says, oh, yeah, I know that Jake's been staying here. You know, I offered to have him stay in my place, but he's just too darn proud. And he said that he gave him, the keys, he says he didn't give him the keys. He gave him the alarm codes.
Okay.
Which is strange because if he had the alarm codes, they could have left last night.
He didn't want him though.
Exactly. He was lying.
Little naughty boy. Naughty boy.
So they weren't actually locked in the previous night. He couldn't have gotten them out, which honestly, pretty fucking creepy.
Yeah.
I know it's supposed to be like cutesy romance, but I'm like, this could be easily changed.
Yeah, as soon as I heard that, I'd be
crazy,
like,
man.
But I needed to go do something.
So she seems very upset.
If that night went poorly,
yeah.
It would have been way worse.
Very much so. So she's upset and seems suspicious of his intentions, but not concerned. Like,
okay.
And I'm like, I'd be like, you're never talking to me again. Like, we are doing these like windows for the job, but like, you are never going to speak to me again. Doesn't seem to be the case. She says that her window is going to blow his window out of the water. And I would be like, I'm getting a fucking restraining order. So, we see her drawing and sketching.
Yeah.
And it's at this moment I realize it's the lady from Not Another Teen Movie. So her painting is improved. We also see him painting. Jake greets Rita because they're all arriving. So it's the next day. They're all arriving back at work again.
Okay.
Jake is making a big show of him leaving work to come back or arriving at work when clearly he's just like woken up, brushed his teeth and meeting everyone outside. Rita's outside drinking eggnog from a mug. And a bunch of people are arriving at work. Mac is there. Sloane is there. Kenneth arrives in a car, even though he should be at the airport. He's going to Aspen, right?
Yeah.
But he says that a flight delay has occurred. So he gives Sloane another chance. He's like, are you sure that you can't go to Aspen with me? And she says that she can't. And so Kenneth is like, fine. And then he looks over and he sees Rita with the cup with eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kenneth goes into his like limo. He like goes through stuff. He pulls out coins and he drops it in her mug.
Oh, because she thinks he's homeless.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? That is so uncalled for. And Rita's like, it's okay. Happens all the time. And it's at this point, Sloane is like, Kenneth, this...
we're done.
...is my mother. And that right there, that's my uncle. And Kenneth is shocked. And he's like, I gotta go. And honestly... I kind of would be too.
Yeah.
If you lied about who your parents were, I don't know. Like, they play it off like he's like supposed to be a dick or an asshole. I don't know. I'm like, I would be kind of surprised if somebody lied about who their family was.
Yeah.
To me, to my face.
That'd be pretty weird.
Jake is there and he's watching the whole thing and he's just like shaking his head. Like, I can't believe that he did this. I'm like, I don't know, man. I would be kind of surprised. I'd be a little bit surprised, you know?
It'd be pretty weird.
So Jake and Sloane talk. She calls herself a liar and a fake with questionable talent. And Jake says that if she had told him from the... Oh, Jake says that if she had told Kenneth from the beginning that she was poor, he would have dumped her. And I'm like, Jake, you don't know this man well enough to say that. You don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. That's very much like, I mean, I get it. Fuck rich people.
Yeah. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know what this guy would have done.
You have no idea.
No idea. So Jake reveals his window is going to be just a Santa hat, a plate of cookies and milk, and that's it. He says less is more.
Okay. And I mean, we saw her first window and it was bad, but yes. Now it's pretty less is more.
And he says he doesn't care if he loses because it means more to her than it means to him.
That is accurate. That is 100% accurate. So I'm glad, like, he figured it out.
If I lose, that's not a big deal. So Jake is now at Sloane's house for her Christmas.
But also.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Doesn't that make her. Wouldn't that make her feel shitty?
Yeah. That's exactly what Kenneth is doing.
Because, like, if you're like, I want to work for this, I want to earn this, and he's just like, I'm going to just fucking throw it. You win. So it's like, cool, I didn't earn anything.
How is that any different than Kenneth calling up his
dad? Exactly, it's the same thing.
I agree with you completely. So Jake is now at Sloane's house for the Christmas Eve party, and he holds up a photo of Sloane when she was like a child wearing no clothes, and he says, I saw you naked. And Sloane says, okay.
I'm rubbing my eyes.
Which is one of the best reactions.
Okay. You know,
like, it's again supposed to be Jake being like funny and like charming, but I'm like, this is off-putting. Not a cool thing to do. That is a
this
photo
guy seems
of a
like
child.
He's winning you back and then like pushing you away at the same time.
It's very weird. So Jake is already getting along with her family. Rita gave him the keys to the executive shower, and Jake even invited a date for Rita.
Executive shower. Oh, at the at the store.
Because she knows all the bathrooms or whatever. Yeah, yeah, so, of course. Jake invited a date for Rita. It's Mac.
Oh.
So Mac is there.
I'm more interested in this relationship.
Yeah, honestly. And Mac admits that the two of them have been wanting to date for a while. You know, they've been talking to each other, but you know, now they're finally gonna make a go at it. Let's see what happens.
He's ready. He's ready to bicker with someone.
So they all start eating, and they're tossing, you know, like buns at each other. Uh-huh. And then the uncle's like, wait a minute, where do my meatballs go?
No.
No.
Fuck! You shit.
It's Christmas Eve, and they're showing off their final windows.
Hey, Christmas Eve, okay, yeah.
Yes.
Wait, the turducken, like, they just ate it?
They just ate it.
Oh, okay. It came out fine and light on fire, because so many times, like...
No, nothing happened.
Deep frying turkeys was, like, very dangerous. Yeah.
Jake's window is minimal. It's exactly what he said. It's just the hat and the cookies and the milk.
Does it look good?
I honestly liked it, but I also liked it because it was kind of like a whole thing, like minimalism. And
I think it's cool at the end of the last day, be like, he's gone.
It's
supposed
to be big. Oh yeah. Yeah, no, I like it. Yeah. But, the boss fucking hates it. And the audience that are like surrounding the windows don't like it.
Yeah. A bunch of chuds. They're not going to understand art.
Exactly. I was also like, there's no oversight. Like, nobody approves these designs.
No,
they just
go for
them?
It. That guy's so busy. He seems so, to be fair, their boss seems very overworked. And
yeah.
He's just
that's
like,
true.
Always like, do this. All right, I gotta get out of here.
Do whatever you want. Sloane shows her window, and it's a family eating Christmas dinner, and then they start having a food fight.
Oh, okay. So it's like in the middle of a food fight at Christmas.
But it's just like her own.
Oh.
It's like she's taking her own holiday memories.
Wait, are there any meatballs?
There are meatballs. Tons of meatballs. And it all comes into play. Right. And so she's replicating her own family dinner. And I was like, wow, what a beautiful moment. Like, she's revealing a little bit of herself.
As an artist.
And everyone fucking hates it.
Everyone's
like, this is awful. Like, nobody likes it because it's a food fight. They're like, I don't like seeing people fight on Christmas. And so the crowd hates the both of them. And the boss hates it as well. And he's pissed at them. And he fires the both of them.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That night, Jake is in his studio space painting. Sloane arrives, sees his painting, says it's beautiful. It's just two people like ice skating. And she apologizes for what happened. She says that she wanted to capture the Christmas spirit, not the zeitgeist. But she also doesn't want to ruin 95 years of tradition. So she's like, let's go break back into the mall and fix the windows and make them look cheery and bright and, you know, like a true holiday window.
Is Jake like, no.
He's into it.
Oh, okay.
So they go to break back into the mall and fix the windows. And when they arrive at the mall, Kenneth drives up and he's got flowers. And he says, the snow stopped all the flights. I couldn't go to Aspen. That's why I'm here. And so she's like, I wanted to apologize. And he accepts her apology. And he's like, I'm willing to overlook those people. Yeah. And she says, what do you mean those people?
Uh-oh.
And then she's like, wait a minute. Are you wearing cologne?
Oh, no.
You smell like Megan, who's the lady that was selling him cologne earlier.
Oh, my God.
And he says, look, I admit, we got some drinks, and I went to dinner with her once. Is that that big a deal?
Well, I mean, she did stay overnight with a guy. Yeah. So, I mean.
But that was also against her will.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. You're right.
But this was before they even broke up. He did all this.
Yeah.
So she's like, look, I wanted to apologize. I've done that. Don't talk to me anymore. So she's like, I don't want to be someone's plus one. I want to be someone's battle axe.
Oh,
I don't know what that means.
She's a nerd. She's weird.
So she goes and she tells Jake that she broke up with Kenneth, and he's super excited, and he plays a little Christmas song on his phone. There's a montage of them prepping the holiday windows, and then they swipe the card to get out of the mall, but an alarm goes off. The codes must have been switched when they got fired.
Makes sense.
So the cops arrive and they arrest him.
Okay. Cool. Now, cool Christmas.
The biggest twist of the movie is about to come up.
The biggest twist?
The biggest twist. What do you think it is? Because now they've been arrested by the cops.
Uh-huh.
They're out in front of the store.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen?
Kenneth owns the store.
You're close. Kenneth owns the store?
I don't know.
Close. A fancy car drives up, and the cops go over and talk to who's ever inside. We don't see who it is. And then the cops go over, and they unhandcuff Jake and Sloan.
Okay.
And then someone gets out of that car.
It's Santa.
No, you're so close.
It's Mrs. Santa.
It's Mac.
Oh, okay.
Mac is Mac Wires.
Oh.
He is the owner of the store. It was there the entire time.
Oh, yeah, his name is Mac.
He is fucking rich.
Oh, shit.
He is loaded. He owns the entire fucking thing.
Okay. Now I'm conflicted.
Why?
Okay. So, Mac is like a cute little guy, right?
Yes, he's a cute old man.
He's like clearly is working on like making the store nice.
He's a window washer.
He's doing the windows. He's on the ground floor. He's one of those cool CEOs. The CEOs you want. You know?
Yes.
Like the owners who's like, I'm there. I'm like, I'm the one who really cares about my business.
That's what he says. He says he's like, I want to be in it with the workers.
Why is Rita and Sloan poor then? Why doesn't he pay them enough money?
And
huh?
Why is their manager so shitty?
And why is our main character, Jake, sleeping in the store?
Well,
he doesn't pay them shit.
Mac did offer Jake an opportunity to sleep at his house, but Jake didn't take it.
Okay, that's
prideful.
Fucking weird.
I agree with you.
That's weird. If my boss was like, you can sleep at my house, I'll be like, fuck you.
Also, if it was just a guy, like, what if, like, as far as Jake knows, it's just a guy that he works with.
Yeah,
that's like a window washer.
You would have known the whole time he was like a rich
yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
Or maybe not, maybe he lives.
But you're right, he should have been able to make their means better.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think this movie criticizes
it doesn't.
And now that I honestly was going to criticize that before I knew that Mac was the owner. Now this makes it even weirder.
He says, I don't belong in a boardroom. I like being where the action is. He says his life is richer because of the people in it.
Fair.
Because of them.
Sure.
And then they all hug and they laugh.
I wish more people were like that.
And then
it's a fantasy movie.
The windows are all done up. It's much more festive, and it's exactly what you said. It was one half of the window is like a living room with like a train, like a little model train going around in a circle, but it's divided by the windows. And so the train goes from one window to the other window. And in the other window is the rest of the living room and Sloan and Jake, and they're like holding each other and they're under a mistletoe, and it just looks like a
they're real people though. They're just actually there.
They're
they just stand there. They're gonna stand there all Christmas Day.
That seems to be the MO. Yeah, like that was the same thing with the food fight thing. Remember, that was like those are real people in the window having a food fight.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought they were mannequins.
No, they were real people.
I can see why people are grossed out by that.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was like mannequins making like a food fight.
Oh, that would have been cool, but no. So. So they're posing as if they're a married couple, and their boss is surprised, and he begrudgingly not only gives their job back, but offers them both a joint promotion. They will both be the senior designer.
Mac also has a gun to his head and is like, listen here.
You fucking give it to them. And also, you got to be a better person.
Yeah.
And so they're under the mistletoe, so they kiss. And I wrote down, it looks really awkward because they sort of open up with their mouths open kissing, and then it's clear that neither actor thinks that's going to work, and so then they just sort of like press their lips together tightly.
Why not do another take?
I know. I'm like, just cut. Like, what are you doing?
Maybe
just
it was
do
so
a better
gross for both of the actors. Like, we never want to kiss each other again.
It was the last shot of the movie. And I'm like, this is such a bad choice, guys. Like, you got to get a better shot. But that is the end of Window Wonderland. Ethan, how many snowflakes
are we giving? I don't know. 2.5.
I give it like a 1.5.
Really?
Yeah. It was fine. Maybe 2. Let's do 2.
2. The more I think about it, I kind of want to give it 2, but I want to be nice.
No.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. It's sorry, pretty Santa. Bad.
Sorry, Santa. Listen, you brought us 8-Bit Christmas, which was pretty good.
I liked that one a lot.
This is just the slop we've always
slop.
Got. It's slop, man.
It's slop.
This is Hallmark
slop. I liked
slop.
A lot of the twists.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that's kind of what makes you put it in 2.5.
Oh, yeah.
There's quite a bit of twists in it.
That you didn't see coming.
That's the thing, is it's like on the scale of Christmas movies, it's probably 2.5.
Yeah, but it's a scale
three,
of
maybe.
Films. Yeah.
Scale of film, it's probably 1.5.
Yeah. That's why
I
say two.
Two, yeah. Well, 2. I'll settle with 2. I agree
with
that.
Let's go with 2 then. Yeah. Two snowflakes for this one. Yeah, sorry, Santa. Just not cutting it on this one. But it was fine. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't offensive.
No, it was an enjoyable watch. It wasn't super long. You know,
I liked both leads.
As far as one of those movies goes, it's a pretty solid one.
Yeah, exactly.
There's very definitely solid. Some things I'm like have take issue with, but some things of like,
oh, like Mac being a secret
Mac
millionaire.
Being a secret millionaire. Yeah. That sort of thing, and like kind of the weird implications of women's clothes all the time. But that's just dated, I guess.
Yeah, that's
but.
Just dated like comedy, you know. It's even 8-Bit Christmas said the same thing, you know, it's just different back then.
It's true. It's
just
different back then. But they acknowledged it in that movie.
They did acknowledge it. Yeah, that's true. Guys, what do you think about this movie? Have you seen this one? Do you have a favorite Hallmark Christmas movie? Email us at email@theotherhalfpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. We're also on Blue Sky and on Discord. And if you want to listen to our previous Christmas episodes, including 8-Bit Christmas, which was a good movie, and if you want lore as to why we're talking about Santa so much, you can go to any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read it on the show no matter what it says, even if it's a super minimal post.
Fuck, he's waking up a little bit. Hold on. Let me re-inject him.
What's going on?
No. Okay. Santa, what? I know we watched a couple movies, but we got to put you back. Put you back.
No.
Because
no,
you
take the pillow off my head.
No, we're not.
I can't breathe.
I'm listen here. This pillow is the only way to put you down, old man, because you are too tough.
I'm counting a reindeer.
Oh, yes. Just do that. Think about Blitzen and Nixon
Donner.
And Donner and Rudolph. I think he's... Is he dead? No, he's good. We see it's beeping.
I think he's okay. Yeah. It would go. It would be.
It'd like, be flatlining, yeah. Right? He's good.
All good right. Night, Santa! Would you guys like to discuss the movies that we talked about on the podcast, recommend movies for future episodes, or maybe even watch movies with us? Check out the Discord.
You can find the Discord on the latest episodes or on the website, theotherhalfpodcast.com. We're just hanging out chatting.
And while you're there, maybe also check out the second of the Discord, which is specifically for Ethan's streams on Twitch. You get updates as to when he goes live. Just keep up to date with us, with Ethan, the podcast, and the stream.
It's also totally okay if you just want to hang out and talk about the podcast. You could hang out there and maybe we'll see you there and watch a movie or something.
Or maybe you're like, wow, these streams are so much better and you just totally ignore the podcast. That's also another option.
That could happen.
Why not?
The Discord is your oyster. Come join us.
The Discord is your oyster. Join it.